RFK Jr., leftist women downing Tylenol to own Trump is pathological. By Hannah Knudsen on October 10, 2025. It is pathological that leftist women are downing Tylenol to own President Donald Trump. Health and Human Services Secretary, HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said during a cabinet meeting this week. Trump and public health officials made a recommendation last month advising pregnant women against using acetaminophen, commonly known as Tylenol, due to a very increased risk of autism. Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, which is basically commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism, Trump said. So, taking Tylenol is not good, I'll say it, it's not good. For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy, unless medically necessary, he said, naming an extremely high fever as an example of an exception. Many leftist women reacted in hysterical fashion, posting videos of themselves taking Tylenol to spite Trump, seemingly ignoring the fact that this recommendation was based on a Harvard study, not his own opinion. The level of Trump derangement syndrome has now left political landscapes, and it is now in the realm of pathology, Kennedy said during the cabinet meeting, wondering how it is possible that a mother could overwhelm millions of years of internal instinct to put her baby at risk. He continued to walk through some of the findings of the studies indicating that this is not a silly suggestion at all, including rodent studies as well as a blood study specifically on women. We're doing the studies to make the proof. In the meantime, the precautionary principle should apply. And any mother who is taking this stuff during pregnancy, just to get back at Donald Trump, is doing something that is as pathological, he said. And we're seeing that across the board. Many videos have gone viral, showing pregnant leftists smugly downing Tylenol despite Trump. It should be noted that social media posts from Tylenol's account recently went viral as well, as one dated March 7, 2017. Read, "We actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thank you for taking the time to voice your concerns today." In another post, Tylenol wrote that we haven't tested Tylenol to be used during pregnancy.